Donald Trump Jr. rips LeBron James for China dodge. This isn't quantum physics, Chinese atrocities pretty well documented. By Jeff Poor on November 1, 2019. During an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama radio WDNN's The Jeff Poor Show on Friday to promote his book Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us, Donald Trump Jr., son of President Donald Trump, discussed the ways the political left sometimes feign indignation when it comes to politics and his father. However, those individuals are not as willing on other hot-button political issues. One example the younger Trump offered was NBA superstar LeBron James, who, on numerous occasions, had been a critic of the current commander-in-chief. However, when confronted on human rights atrocities committed by China in the wake of his initial remarks calling Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey misinformed or not really educated on China after Morey tweeted support for Hong Kong protesters, James declined to comment further. Trump noted the contradiction in James' willingness to actively speak out on his father but not China. As you saw it last week with LeBron James and the NBA, Trump said. You know, he can talk smack about America for 5 years. 4 years, whatever, since my father got in the race he has been talking how horrible America is while he is making $100 million a year. But then you ask him about the atrocities in China. Oh, I'm not educated enough to talk about that. Oh, really? Really? You're not? This isn't quantum physics, LeBron. It's pretty simple. The atrocities of the Chinese regime is pretty well documented, both by Republicans and Democrats, he continued. It's pretty bipartisan on that one. To cower away from that, it's all nonsense. I'd actually respect him a lot more if he said, I'm just doing it for the money. They pay me a lot. I'm just not going to opine. Okay, I can respect that. But to pretend all of a sudden, they can talk about politics and how terrible it is here. But they won't touch that one because they're not educated enough, give me a break. He went on to explain how his father was willing to point this hypocrisy, which Republicans in the past had been reluctant to do. A lot of that is hypocrisy that we see, but that hypocrisy does move the needle, he added. That hypocrisy does make a difference in this country. And so, you need someone like Trump who is willing to push back, who is willing to fight back, who is actually willing to show conservatives who have frankly over the last 50 years have mastered the art of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. He has shown them you can fight back. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.